WBC. I'm David Bowie. Of course, Space Oddity and the Italian version, Ragazza Sola. Ragazza Sola, which you can find on a David Bowie rare album, an import album. It's also a single if you're fortunate enough to have that one. Well, we're BCN, and of course, the videos, I guess, have started down at Ed Sullivan Stadium, the David Bowie videos. Of course, David Bowie going on stage at 7:30 tonight. And we've got our crew in Sullivan Stadium right now. And if things go well, and I think they are, it's Bradley J on the horn. Hello.
Carter.
Yes.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Over to my right. We're backstage at Sullivan Stadium. I'm sitting down here with Oedipus and Tom Jodka from EMI. And we're just kind of laying back. And let me tell you what I see. Over to my right is a big, long, black car. And out of that car came David Bowie and Bianca Jagger, who went over and they went through the buffet line. They had something to eat, ate the crew's food. Uh-huh. And then they came about, right now, David's about
10 feet.
10 feet.
Well, maybe... Maybe 20 of us.
No, 15 feet.
Okay, and he's eating with Bianca. We could tell you what he was eating, but that would be kind of tacky, don't
lobster.
You think?
Lobster. They're eating lobster.
Oh, okay. And lobsters and rock stars.
But listen, Carter, check this. You know Arthur, his bodyguard in The Man Who Fell to Earth?
Yeah.
Well, he checked our passes. He came over here. It was just amazing.
Kind of interesting. You sound like you're like hiding the microphone underneath an overcoat right now.
We'll have to, because if we spoke too loudly, David would overhear.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
I shut off the walkie-talkie so it wouldn't interrupt his dinner.
Wonderful. Well, you're so considerate. Bradley, we're going to hear from you in a half an hour or so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oedipus, what's up?
Well, maybe we should tell Carter what David Bowie is wearing right now.
What's David Bowie wearing?
He has these gray slacks on, right? His black shoes, his blue shirt, a lovely tie that we can't see because his back's slightly turned to us. And as Bradley said, his hair is so blonde, it radiates, it glows, it gleams. Mm-hmm. It's lighting up the entire tent where he's eating now. He's waving to a bunch of people, he's waving to his crew, he's actually waving to members of the band who are waiting in line to eat at this very moment. Back to you, Carter.
All right.
From your Bowie connection, WBCN, live from Sullivan Stadium.
Okay, Oedipus, thank you. WBCN in Boston, why don't we go down to Sullivan Stadium now?
Oh, Carter! This Oedipus here at Sullivan Stadium with Bradley J.
We're
in David Bowie's dressing room, and we are so hard. The rain is pouring. We're in plastic bags, but we just met David Bowie. He just took our umbrella. Bradley gave him the WBCN umbrella so he could go on stage in the rain. But David Bowie's going on stage in about 1 minute now with the BCN umbrella. We just met David Bowie. He smokes Marlboro cigarettes, we know. Bianca Jagger smokes Carlton's because Bradley and I sat in the limousine that David Bowie was sitting in. And after we got out of the limousine, we went over to David Bowie's dressing room. We talked to David Bowie. We were told him we were playing Round and Round at that very moment. What you were playing, Carter. Carter Allen on the air, BCN, playing Round and Round. And he was listening. He loved it. He said, we said, David, are there more than 226 songs you ever recorded? He said, I don't know. Well, and then Bradley said, well, we have Liza Jane. He says, then you have everything I ever recorded. And he's been listening. Bowie's been in town since Monday night. He's been listening straight to BCN. It is happening here. The rains are coming down. Bowie's coming on in exactly 1 minute. And it is so intense. Everyone's jumping. They can't wait. We are so excited. We shook hands with David Bowie twice. And he loves Boston! Back to Carter from the Bowie Connection, WBCN, Boston!
All right, thank you, Eddie. I've never heard Oedipus so excited, my goodness.
Well, we've got the guys here back from the David Bowie concert at Foxborough.
What a show.
You wouldn't believe
what
it. There's still
show.
The man's the
Are
best.
We talking show?
So, we're talking show, Oedipus.
All right, well, give me an idea. I know you were backstage and stuff, and I was listening to. I couldn't go to the concert tonight. Oedipus
backstage.
Is singing. But give me an idea.
We were in his dressing room.
Let's start with the.
So his makeup.
When you arrived, for instance, what was the crowd like? Were there
small,
just a small crowd,
good natured,
small, good natured.
About 60,000 people
in
there. What got me the most is that when it was raining, and then when David came on stage, the rain stopped.
It stopped
his.
Yeah,
that's like going to see the
it was like
magic.
During the first.
Bradley song. had given David when we were in the dressing room because we were rushed into David's dressing room. It's like 60
come
seconds.
Come here now,
come
quick,
here,
do it.
Boy right
this
now.
Is it. The chance of your life, don't miss.
And Carter was playing Round and Round in the A to C, and we're trying to all talk to David, and they're introducing these other people, and we're just saying, did you really? It's 226 songs. That's how many we figured out. 226 songs, and we're on Round and Round. Can you think of any way? What's your favorite? And Bradley,
no,
what'd
I
you
said,
say to him?
Can you think of any we haven't done? And then I said, well, we played Liza Jane. And he said, oh, and he raised his eyebrows. He actually raised his eyebrows and says, you got him off. You must have got him off.
What was he like? Was he very gentlemanly? As,
yes.
The interviews that we ran last week with Lisa Robinson in the tour information, that you get the impression he's very stately, very gentlemanly, very gentle.
Well, in 60 seconds.
Very, very classy.
I was staring into his eyes.
I forgot to look and see if his eyes were actually a different color. Oedipus, however, did check that, and they are.
But he's very friendly.
One goes, and one goes,
wow. What we have here, Bradley and I were backstage, and Albert was up in the booth, and he was getting all set up there. Bradley and I snuck into the limousine.
We know
Michael. Michael the limousine driver. Good friends with David Beavers, our promotion director. And we snuck into the limo, and he said, David sits on this side, and Bianca sits on this side, and the two kids sat in the little chairs. So we looked in the ashtrays. What we have here.
Can you picture this?
Is here a David Bowie cigarette and a Bianca Jagger cigarette.
Why don't you describe the butt itself?
Okay. Well, Bianca's has red lipstick on it. She smokes Carlton's.
It's a little bit rounder, too.
Now, we took two Bowie cigarettes. One goes to Bradley. He's going to give it to his girlfriend. I shouldn't have said that.
That's fine.
That's a surprise for his girlfriend.
I'm going to give it to her
now. The other one here, the other Bowie cigarette.
See,
Bowie only smokes about a quarter of the cigarettes. And the rest of you guys stamps out.
Hold it closer
out.
To the mic so you can see it out of his.
Okay, it's a marble now. It's a marble kind of stamped out. What we're going to do here, the three of us, Albert, Bradley, and myself, are going to smoke David Bowie cigarettes. His lips have been on his cigarette.
There are still molecules from David's
molecules
lips on the cigarette.
Live on the air.
That's our lips!
Ladies and gentlemen, what you hear babbling in the background is Oedipus, Bradley J., and Oedipus, and Albert O. Lighting up a cigarette that they found in an ashtray at Sullivan Stadium backstage.
Oh, my turn.
David Bowie's cigarette.
Okay. Like if they could put it somewhere else, they would. But they're going to smoke it instead.
Along with David Bowie's molecules, I get a few of Oedipus's here, too.
And here they are smoking cigarettes. We don't advocate the smoking of cigarettes, however, in this case.
Ever did off this came directly from David Bowie's ashtray from his limo. We
said you believe this.
This is not put on.
Everyone has to know.
We actually sat there.
It's Albert's turn.
Just absorb David Bowie.
All right. Hold on. Calm down. What I would like to know is what are some of the songs that he did do? I was told. Here he goes, taking his first drag.
Pretty cool.
I'm over here, Raz on the radio. Have you ever been to kindergarten? You kindergarten teachers must know what this is like at this moment.
Albert, listen.
I'd like to know, during the interview, he mentioned that he played at least one song from every album. Is that really what you got tonight? Was the show similar to the Hartford show? Can you give us a...
Why don't you read a few of the songs?
Yeah, you got it.
Started off with a Look Back in Anger. He went into Heroes, What in the World After That, Golden Years. And this was one of the high points, Fashion into Let's Dance. I mean, they segued seamlessly.
Fashion into Let's Dance was so perfect.
Seamlessly. And man, this guy, not only does he have more class than anybody in the world, but can he cut a rug?
There was no rug, however.
We were all dancing with David in the rain. It was wonderful. Truly
Albert,
wonderful.
It's your turn. I'm kind of getting dizzy.
By the way, did you see any of the BCN listeners that we did send out on the double-decker bus? Did you catch any of those?
Yeah, we caught them.
We waved. We were all wet, and we had a wonderful
time. Hi, David. This is Bradley J.
Okay. We're going to play a tune.
I know you're listening, Dave.
All
right. Buddy.
You guys continue on smoking your David Bowie cigarette. We're going to continue on with...
It was the greatest show we've ever seen in our entire lives.
You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Well, hopefully he'll come back sometime.
Get off the cigarette.
I'll be able to check it out. This song came off the Diamond Dogs album. We're going to hit the live version. Sweet Thing from WBCN, your number one Bowie connection.
Yeah.